This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. How do I know? Heck, I was listening to it in Kansas. Like, look, I'm going to turn this on during a break here.
There you go.
There we are, booming on down there.
Well, so,
yeah, exactly right. Tell Todd, I told you we got to expand the, you know, the brag about five states and two Canadian provinces with the 550 mothership, legendary voice of the Northern Plains.
50 states and 78 man. Canadian provinces.
I think you're right. Well, of course, it's in the palm of your hand now, so it's everywhere.
Exactly.
It's everywhere. Called earlier from California.
Cancun, so must
exactly
be there.
Right. The flag, AM 1100, 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, where a guy named Chris Berg is on every afternoon, called the Chris Berg Show, and here he is joining us today. Hello, Chris.
Good morning. Great to see you.
Also now on KTGO, as we are, What's On Your Mind, booming to the Bakken, and America's fastest growing county, McKenzie County.
Wow.
Think about that. Fastest growing county in America. Why? Oil and gas. Isn't that interesting? And the climate action zealots are after that, just like they're after the Supreme Court right now. So there you go. And, of course, KLTC and Dickinson. Glad to have you along. Penny Nance, President and CEO of Concerned Women for America, one of the first people that popped into my mind when I heard the news from Politico about this leak, and thankfully she was able to join us for a few minutes today on the program. Penny, what are you thinking today? What's on your mind?
Well, I mean, you know, it's shock and awe here in Washington. I mean, just for a minute, beyond what the decision apparently says, right, no one knows for sure whether this is the final version. It's a draft version, but this is unprecedented. We have not, in certainly in memory, and perhaps never, had this kind of a leak from the Supreme Court. So all the court watchers, the people who work in this world in Washington, were in absolute chaos last night. My phone was blowing up, and you know, everyone's just trying to sort it out and figure out what's happening. But we're right where we were before. We're cautiously optimistic that the court is going to rightly find that Roe was wrongly decided and will hopefully either move it back to 15 weeks or hopefully completely overturn Roe and throw it back to the states and let the individual states decide for themselves. In 1973, seven men decided for the entire country what abortion policy should be, and it's never been settled law.
SCOTUS blog says, it's impossible to overstate the earthquake this will cause inside the court in terms of the destruction of trust among the justices and staff. This leak is the gravest, most unforgivable sin. Do you think we're going to get to the bottom of who leaked this? I mean, we know why. I'm not convinced
right.
that the leak is, you know, some, you know, loony left law clerk. I mean, I think John Roberts is one that I initially thought of because of his Obamacare ruling, right? And hey,
no,
I don't think
it was a Chief Justice. This makes him look very bad. In fact, we're calling on him to release the decision today.
I saw that. Good for you.
Yeah,
release.
Now,
explain that, Penny. When you're saying release the decision, you're saying it is normally something that would come out late in the session, like in June, right?
Well, and could come out any time, but these kinds of decisions, the ones that are more controversial, tend to be left to the very end of the court. So the last day of the Supreme Court for this session is June 30. And so we would have expected it that week. Someone jumped the gun. I believe it was someone on the left. It probably was a clerk for one of the minority justices. Abortion is their religion, so therefore they felt righteous in releasing a decision that they found to be unjust, and of course chaos ensued. But it makes the left look really bad, and it makes John Roberts look even worse. And so it's really an attempt to intimidate the justices that are in the majority, that we believe will be in the majority on this, specifically Justice Alito, but certainly, you know, the others. And, you know, really sort of bowing to mob rule. I don't think they'll do that. I hope this, in fact, even hardens their opinions and brings Justice Roberts even further in their direction. But regardless, this breach of privacy has to be addressed. I hope that there's a complete investigation. This is perhaps even criminal. It's not clear yet, but it certainly is grounds for disbarment for anyone that released it. So I hope there's an investigation. I hope the FBI and DOJ are involved. And we are asking Chief Justice Roberts to go ahead and release the opinion if it's written. If the other side has sat on their opinions, their dissent, that's too bad on them. They shouldn't have allowed this to happen.
Penny, this is Chris. Great to visit with you again, and thank you for calling on the decision to be released today. As you know, Scott has got a ginormous audience across all the Midwest. What can his audience be doing to help put some leverage on Justice Roberts to get him to release the decision today? Can we call there? Do we send emails? What's a strategy you would suggest?
You know, I think you talked within your sphere. I think certainly social media is helpful, but it's not really how it's supposed to work, right? It's not supposed to be pressure campaigns. It's supposed to be the reading of the law. What I would suggest instead is for everyone to pray. This is not a political battle. This is a spiritual battle. We war not against flesh and blood, as Ephesians says. This is a war against spiritual forces in the realm. And so we really would urge everyone, and at Concern Women for America at 3 o'clock today, we are doing a call and would love to, you know, have others join us. And we'll put that on our website, concernwomen.org, for people that would like to join in. It is going to be an opportunity for us to come together collectively, pray for our nation, pray for safety for the justices, because there are people who are just crazy enough to try to, you know, hurt one of the justices in order to stop this from happening. It's not done until it's done. Even if we've got the actual final opinion from the majority, it's still not done until it's officially released. And that's scary, honestly.
And what's going on right now at the Supreme Court is, chaos. There's massive amounts of people up front, again, all by design, getting, what they intended here. Can I remind everybody that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, he was Minority Leader then, now he's Majority Leader, at a rally of abortion rights supporters, told the Supreme Court justices they'd pay a price in an angry rebuke to this very kind of decision. I mean, this is their January 6th, in my mind. Now, it'll never be reported that way. How in the world?
It's outrageous, certainly. And they should all, I think people who are, you know, honest brokers, and, you know, there are people on the left who are, they're not evil people, they're just wrong. They're just really wrong, right? And I think those folks see this for what it is, that it is really such a betrayal of, you know, the principles of the founding fathers and the way that this is supposed to work. So you can't condemn it strongly enough. But John Roberts has a problem. He needs to move forward quickly in order to keep from allowing the left to win on this, allowing the person who released this, because this is exactly what he or she wanted. And so out of safety for the justices, out of calming the chaos, they need to get it out. They need to get it out today.
We're getting a ton of feedback on this. We're going to talk more of it. You've got a text in front of you from one of the listeners.
Yeah, Penny, if you want to react to this, says, please ask people to calm down. Abortion is way down the list of people's worries, and pro-life is a winning issue. Stop listening to the alarmists on the left.
Well, I think they're right to a certain extent that it is a winning issue, more so in some states than others. It is not generally. I just had this conversation with a reporter from the LA Times early this morning. I mean, it is my number one issue, right? And probably for the folks, you know, on this call and often people listening, like, this is a waterline issue. If you can't get the idea that a little baby in the womb is a human being and deserves protection, is part of our human family, then I can't ever support you or vote for you or, you know, help you attain, you know, public office. But not everybody feels that way. And there are other issues. There's, you know, certainly your pocketbook issues, and there's inflation and people that need jobs, and, you know, parents are struggling with, you know, the gender identity nonsense in their schools and are just trying to raise their children. Like, all of that is very real. But this is a life and death issue, and it is a spiritual issue. So it is the chaos that you're seeing is you know, really pursuant to that. It is, it's a reflection of the fact that deep down in our hearts, we understand that this is a spiritual issue and is a spiritual battle. But we must always, as people who, for me as a Christian, but people who believe in truth and principle, conduct ourselves with dignity and kindness, but always, always tell the truth.
You are the best. You are the absolute best. Penny Nass, President and CEO of Concerned Women for America. We're going to continue this conversation with our listeners and Chris and I after the break here. Penny, thank you for recommending people pray about this, because I couldn't agree anymore. And I also believe this, that we got to celebrate this at some point, right? This is a answer to prayer. And lest anybody think the world's coming to an end, we simply revert to what the founding fathers wanted. And we have something called the 10th Amendment, and this will be decided state by state. So our battle will move to state by state. Need for more prayer, but keep up the great work. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
Penny Nass, Concerned Women for America, one of the great pro-life leaders out there. There are many. We love them.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930 or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. And you know what I learned on my trip Arizona to North Dakota?
What? I don't know what.
Most places where you stop to fill up,
yeah,
and get a bite to eat,
mm-hmm,
are guaranteed Pepsi Tums. moment. It's just crap. I'm just telling you, the vast majority of places that you go to eat is...
Can't believe I ate the whole thing.
It's just disgusting. And so we're lucky to have the home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and all the food options at all the PetroServe USA and Valley Dairy locations as well. It's Tuesday today, Double Stamp Tuesday. You get your lucky 7 Club card stamp twice. And remember, everything you buy, you're the owner, PetroServe USA. I mean, you can go in there and say, hey, give me the card. If you're shopping there every day, you ought to know, hey, I want to be a member of this co-op. And then you're an owner. You're getting the dividends.
I missed out yesterday, by the way.
You did, huh?
Well, yeah, they sold out on the Fettuccine Alfredo in Glendon.
You told yourself to get there early.
I did get there early.
Yeah. It's Tater Tot Hot Dish today, so it's been worth the wait. Yulin, it's Orange Chicken today. Tater Tot Hot Dish downtown Fargo on MP Avenue today. I've never met a tater tot hot dish that I didn't like. Yeah.
Amen, brother.
A meatloaf for chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken fettuccine in Harwood, and a couple of choices. That world-famous chicken pot pie recipe is up today at the Valley City. Hot beef sandwich as well. PetroServe USA, they run a great operation, folks. So trust me, you want to stop there. Chris Berg is here from the Chris Berg Show. And, Chris, I think it's fair to say that you and I have talked over the years when you were at Valley News Live doing the Chris Berg Show on TV and now as a radio, guru that you are in social media. I believe in my heart of hearts, there's nothing more important than this issue. That America cannot be America. It was designed to be. Ordained by a higher power. Look, this is not, America's not an accident. It isn't just a couple of schmucks got in a room and decide to, this is
great architecture.
It's great architecture led by, the good Lord above. But it is an issue we've got to get right. And you and I just believe that in our heart of hearts. It's in our DNA, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, I don't know if you said it, and I was thinking that I was going to have Penny Nance laid out because I think she's such a great communicator, and maybe you want to take this one, but the fact that everyone right now is like hyperventilating over a potential decision, but let's keep in mind, you can still go to the states, and that's where it's going. So there are going to be some states, like what's going on in California right now is disgusting, but some states are going to be...
Oh, Minnesota will be one. Sorry, Kev.
Oh, I know.
Minnesota will be an abortion state as long as all of us are alive.
Look for the travel industry to develop around it next.
Take
your abortion tour.
Just to point out that, and remember, we've got the new Amazon offices here.
Yep.
Remember, Amazon said, hey, anyone that needs to expense this, we'll go ahead and pay for the travel expenses.
Thank you for reminding us of that, which is why we don't want Amazon here. I mean, I want the kind of crowd in front of the Supreme Court today to be in front of Amazon saying, change that policy the second this is done. Do not do this. Now, they're a company and they can do it, but guess what? I don't shop there either. And you start making this, that's the kind of things we need to do. And you're right, Chris. The battle's going to go to the states. It's going to go to the states. Who did this? Who leaked this?
First off, I just...
The why is obvious, right?
The why is obvious,
because we're seeing that play out already everywhere.
Absolutely.
But who?
I've heard Justice Sotomayor, possibly, which it'd be hard to imagine that a justice did it, but it wouldn't, I guess, blow my mind. But I know you've suggested Chief Justice Roberts, and I were talking...
I can't get beyond that.
Well, you and I were talking off air. I haven't seen where he's come down on this decision. I think he is a person that's sort of like... test the wind, what's going on, and this could have been a trial balloon to see what's going to be the reaction and how do I want to go down in history. I
mean, this is almost like a politician.
Almost,
yeah.
And by the way, questions, comments, welcome here. A bunch of texts pouring in. Your calls, too, 258-0550. 701-258-0550. Text at 237-1590. And don't forget, 24-7 you can call us. 855-200-1776. So remember that number always. Whenever you're listening, you can leave a message. We're not live on the air. You can talk to us live on the air. That's the best number, really. 855-200-1776. Here's why I question whether Roberts has a role in this. The Obamacare decision. Okay. Hey, Kev, can we go to Sleepy Joe? You see if the unanchored Fox has a... Joe Biden speaking at Andrews Air Force Base. He's about ready to get on a plane.
By the way, look at him.
Look at him.
Guess who speaks tonight? And I don't know the name of the organization, Scott. Maybe you do. But guess who speaks tonight? I think it's Emily's something.
Emily's List?
Emily's List. Yep. Guess who's speaking there tonight?
Senator Kevin Cramer.
No, maybe I'm thinking of the wrong organization. It's a big pro-choice organization.
No, pro-life. Emily's List is the fundraising entity that supports people who are pro-life.
Okay, thank you. There's some organization that's very pro-choice.
Okay.
And VP Kamala Harris just happens to be speaking there tonight.
Oh, is that right?
Leak. Yeah.
See if the audio's in it better now. I want to hear Biden. This live at Joint Base Andrews commenting on the leak. By the way, when we do hear this, well, look at his eyes.
Yeah.
This is bizarre. He looks like his eyes are closed, and he's got... this guy was a pro-life Democrat at one point. What happened to these moderate Democrats? Where are they?
They followed AOC off the cliff.
Look at all the money Planned Parenthood gives to these guys for their campaigns.
So they're bought off.
How else do you explain it?
So back to my theory on John Roberts. Obamacare decision. His vote, the difference on overturning Obamacare, which is horrific and been an absolute disaster, okay? Some people are going to say, well, Scott, that's how I got insurance. There were a lot of ways to get you insurance that didn't cost the taxpayers what that cost us and do the destruction to health care, okay? But what did John Roberts do? Do you remember? The reaction if we overturn Obamacare will be such that the court's reputation will be damaged. What? I'm no attorney. Fellas, but that's not what you're sent there to do.
Right.
Well, what is he worried about here? You know, the court's reaction. Well, the reaction of the court, the mob out front. So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
And you did a great job pointing out what Senator Schumer did. I mean, look, the whole Kavanaugh debacle was never about whether he was going to get confirmed or not. That was just a message to say, hey, you want to play with this? We are going to scare the bejesus out of you, your kids, your family. And that's what it was about. Look at some of the decisions Kavanaugh's made. And I can't give specifics right now, but you see some of them and you're like, wait, this guy, how did he come up with that for his opinion or his vote? Because they're scared. I mean, you see how crazy people are, and these people are scared.
To your point on Sonia Sotomayor, a clerk of hers leaked to Politico about Kavanaugh.
Oh.
So there is a little history there of the source. So interesting point there. Texture says the leak was likely done for a few reasons. To blow up the decision before it occurs. To distract from the horrid reality of 1.5 years of leftist decimation of our country. And also possibly to get people to not think about the damning release of 2,000 mules. It may be. It may be. By the way, tomorrow on the program, Dinesh D'Souza.
Wow.
The filmmaker for 2,000 mules. So,
I got a message for a watch party coming up at the end of the week that we're going to have.
Well, unfortunately, the show is not, the movie's not showing anywhere in North Dakota.
Yeah, no, it's Minneapolis. There's two spots in Minneapolis. That's it.
Can I say one last thing? I just want to give a shout out to Ken Satring at PetroServe USA because you see what's going on with inflation. But guess what? At PetroServe USA, the 4 for $4, still only $4.
Isn't that amazing?
Still only $4.
That's what I had yesterday when the Alfredo was sold out.
It's the inflation buster. A pizza, two cookies, and a soda. Four items, $4 all day, every day. Wow.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our 5 escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Roe versus Wade could be changing in the United States. An illegally leaked draft by the Supreme Court on another abortion case in Mississippi was revealed by Politico. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Tuesday.
And uproot decades of precedent affirming a woman's right to an abortion. If this report is accurate, the Supreme Court is poised to inflict the greatest restriction of rights in the past 50 years, not just on women, but on all Americans. Under this decision, our children will have less rights than their parents.
First Lady Jill Biden will travel to NATO countries Romania and Slovakia this week to show support for displaced Ukrainian families forced to flee Russia's invasion. Biden wraps her trip up on Monday, May 9th. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On your mind, 28 before the top of the hour, and brought to you in part today by our friends at Swanson Hyperbarics. How would you like to get in a sauna that has ozone with it that can treat a whole host of things? First of all, I've done this. It is not anything other than amazing. It really is, because you're in a your head is not in the sauna, but everything else of your body's in the sauna, okay? And this thing's called the Hocket, and it's hard to explain on the radio, but it's a whole new way to feel great inside and out. And the Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic has added this to their hyperbaric oxygen treatment now. It is a renowned ozone sauna, this Hocket, developed for one purpose: strategic wellness and vitality. So like when I was testing out, they said, Scott, pick an ailment you want to work on. And I'm like, a swelling in my legs is always an issue. Had cellulitis at one point, and so my legs, they tend to swell. Okay, boom, put that in, and they do the settings for it, and there you go. And what it does is it uses a combination of treatments. That's what revolutionizes it. So it detoxes the body, it improves circulation, it boosts energy, it strengthens the immune system, and it can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation. Inflammation's a big one. But I like the fact that it boosts your immune efficiency. It increases your metabolism. And stiff, aching joints and muscles are not a match for this thing. So Hocket technology, ozone treatment in combination with others, all in one, while you're relaxing in a sauna-like setting. Now, your first 30-minute treatment is free. Call for an appointment today. Feel great, look great, be great. Why wait? It is here at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, 701-929-3930. Online at swansonhyperbarics.com. The number one more time, nice and slow, 929-3930. Let's see here. A few more texts I want to get to. And then we are going to finish up our conversation related to Summit Carbon Solutions, conversations with landowners, and the barriers that remain for a project, Project Tundra, and the Summit Carbon Solutions Project, which are now aligned to happen. Mac McClellan from Incota Power, and Wade, I say Beauchamps, but I know Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford was on earlier, say Beauchamp, so I might be messing that up. Longtime coal executive in North Dakota, now with Summit Carbon Solutions. The two of them will be here in a moment. I screwed up big time. Emily's list is not pro-life. I don't know what I was thinking of. because there's another list out there that's pro-life, but Emily's list is very pro-choice. And so it's no surprise, as Chris Berg said, that they're having Kamala Harris speak to their group. And Joe Biden did say this would be a radical decision in front of Air Force One today. He was leading. We have the translation, which is really easier. We probably should not play Joe Biden ever again. We probably should just say, here's what he said.
Best guess kind of thing?
Yeah. There you go, because we can't say for sure sometimes. Right.
Yeah, best guess of what he said.
But our best guess is he said this would be a radical decision today, and calling on the Supreme Court, of course, not to do it. All right, a few texts here before we go to our next guest. We have an update, by the way, on the situation in Bismarck. Todd, I know not all of the details are in yet as far as how the individual involved in the officer involved shooting yesterday was shot, but he is, we know now, deceased. His name is Eric Hermanson, 31 years old from Bismarck, deceased in yesterday's exchange of gunfire between himself and Bismarck police officers. The case remains under investigation by the North Dakota Department of Bureau of Criminal Investigation. Anything else, Todd?
No, that's really it. You know, the bottom line is, was he shot by officers when they were returning fire, or was it self-inflicted? And we'll evidently know that once the investigation's completed.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Let's see. Other texts that have come in here. I don't want to pee in anyone's Cheerios this morning, Scott.
We did that one.
I read part of it. I didn't get to all of it, but I'm having trouble getting beyond peeing in Cheerios. Sorry. I don't know what it is. I just, I'm struggling with that a little bit. Anyway, I don't want to pee in anyone's Cheerios this morning, but this leaked decision will cost the Republicans the midterms. We've sacrificed our country to save the unborn. The left will prey on people's ignorance of federalism with the usual pro-abort talking points. The Supreme Court just gave voters the only reason to rally behind the Dems. Our country is lost, but at least babies are saved. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. Look at the youth of America. They are pro-life. And you look 30 and under. It's unbelievable. It really is. I've been to the March for Life many times in Washington, D.C., the largest march on Washington. And it is 90% 25 and under. Pretty amazing to me. So I have to admit that I thought, when I was thinking about motives for why this leak came out, as that was one of the reasons, trying to change the course politically. Obviously, they don't want, whoever leaked this doesn't want the Supreme Court to overturn Roe versus Wade. But to your point, related to the left will prey on people's ignorance of federalism, that's our job as conservatives. To say, wait a minute here, breathe, breathe, breathe. All this decision does is say the founding fathers knew what they were talking about. We have a 10th Amendment. Do you know what the 10th Amendment says, people? To the texter's comment, maybe we don't know everything about federalism and the founding fathers, but why shouldn't we say, hey, the 10th Amendment says the following. Where is it? I'll read it verbatim for you. Got a copy of it here somewhere. All right, I'll paraphrase. I can't find it. Usually keep it close and handy. You ready? Whatever is not specifically written in the Constitution is up to the states. It's up to the states. Guess who created the federal government? Anybody know? The states! The 10th Amendment says, unless it says it here, you can't do it. Well, they trample on it all the time. COVID was a prime example. All kinds of things coming down from the federal government, and guess what? They lost in court over it because there is a Constitution.
The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
In other words, if it doesn't give you the power in the Constitution, you can't do it.
Nope.
Federal government. So this decision, for anybody that is passionate about wanting to kill a baby or the choice to kill a baby, which for the life of me, I can't get my arms around. This is slavery. This is worse than slavery. Let me repeat. This is worse than slavery. Find me anybody that thinks slavery was okay.
This is worse. Reproductive health, Scott.
Come on.
Reproductive health.
It's just,
come on.
It's just sad. Absolutely sad. Joe and Bismarck, your take. What's on your mind?
I was just going to mention that I believe the leak of this came out because on August this was going to happen anyway, and they wanted to get the eye off the ball with that D'Souza movie that was coming out, 2,000 Mules. I had a relative who just watched that, said it'll just leave you numb on the way out when they show that the proof of all the election fraud that was sitting out there and what was actually happening, said that they're trying to use this as a distraction, a pathetic distraction, because they know that things are definitely turning against the tide of their party.
Joe, I appreciate the call and the comment. And we don't know, right? What is the answer? We don't know. We know why. We don't know who. But I think it's pretty obvious they're getting the reaction that they wanted here, aren't they?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Appreciate your call and your comments. Let's see what else we have here. So what are the odds? One of the liberal justices on the court is the source of the leak. I can't think of any reason this would be leaked early except to help Democrats in the midterms.
Well, if you were writing a script and maybe a playbook how to do it, that's spot on.
They sure as heck don't have anything positive to trumpet about themselves to motivate the delusional left, so they push this story out there if this opinion is even real and not just a desperate fictional writing from a leftist. I don't hedge my words. It's infanticide no matter what they try to claim. And the craziest part of the whole thing is those that support infanticide are also opposed to putting violent murderers and rapists on death row. Liberal hypocrisy at its finest. Several comments there. Texter says, when a pregnant woman gets murdered, they always convict the killer for two murders. Has there ever been a judge that has said that the baby is not a human yet, so they can't convict them for two murders? Interesting conundrum there for sure. Back to the helping them politically. The left is already motivated by this. I don't think because a decision comes out, they're going to hate Republicans anymore. I really don't. See what Bernie Sanders said?
Oh, I can't imagine.
I have it on my Facebook page.
I'm going to go with, without even knowing, I'm going to go with disgusting.
Congress must pass legislation that codifies Roe versus Wade as the law of the land in this country now!
Why is that, Bernie?
In the Capitol now, NLW. And if there aren't 60 votes in the Senate to do it, wait for it! And there are not. We must end the filibuster to pass it with 50 votes. Change the rules, because we're losing. That's,
Well, how's my hair?
This is evil. This is evil. It's dark. It's good versus evil. All of that.
Yeah.
Texter says the pro-abortion people need to read Psalms 139, 13 through 16, where it describes how God knew King David before his body was formed in the womb. Absolutely. The plan for you begins at conception. I've often said one of those 65 million aborted. What if one of them was designed by God to cure cancer?
Or bring world peace. Or we can get on the list. Yes, absolutely.
100%.
100%.
100%. Back to one of the earlier comments on calling it infanticide. This is where I think we need to get a little bit better. And just call this what it is. And really appeal to the better senses of somebody that would be in the mushy middle. And there's a lot of people in the mushy middle. Have those conversations. Make a difference. But most of all, pray about it. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk landowner questions and concerns on the Summit Commerce Solutions Pipeline. Don't go away.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at High Plains Apache.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 476 acres of irrigated crop and pasture land in McLean County, 645 acres of crop and CRP land in Benson County, 1,285 CRP and pasture land acres in Eddy County, 388 acres of exceptional cropland in Richland County, and the Leroy Beckel Farm Equipment Estate Auction in Hazen, and the Krebs Family Retirement Equipment Auction in New England, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. The new Buicks and GMCs arriving daily by the truckload. Obviously, that's how they transport them these days. Also, all new 22 Sierra 1500s. You can get your order in there. Starting to arrive as well. Plus, over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs. Clearly marked price to sell various makes and models. And the vast majority come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty at no extra cost. It's a lifetime of protection for you. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Also brought today by our friends at Patriot Mobile. In addition to finding out that there's very few places like PetroServe USA when you travel the country, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, I couldn't find one karma roll. Not one. I wanted to get one for one of the stops. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Throw in the little microwave, yep. Put a couple packets on it. That's my little nighttime, sweet tooth snack. Didn't see one the entire way. The Valley Dairy Karma Rolls that are at the PetroServe USA store are unbelievable. No, nothing. And the food, it literally looked like science projects at most places I stopped. And some of these were major chains. So PetroServe USA has got it going. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. The other little test I did, One phone on Patriot Mobile, one on Verizon. Guess one actually had the service, I'd say 90%.
Patriot Mobile.
Sometimes in the mountains and stuff, you don't get it. Yeah, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile. So we say, hey, they're on the same towers as everybody else, but I can also tell you, whatever towers they're using, a mix of them or whatever, is better than Verizon. Battle-tested. Arizona to North Dakota last night. PatriotMobile.com/FlagsFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily or call 972-PATRIOT. All right, we want to finish the conversation we had. And by the way, we had a lot of questions come in that we didn't get a chance to ask yesterday, and this is the remainder of the recorded interview we did related to Summit Carbon Solutions in the pipeline. Wade Beauchamps is here, and I asked him, okay, what are the landowners saying? What are their concerns? What are you talking to them about? And he went through a number of things, and then he got to the question of eminent domain.
And lastly, what you'll see is, a fair amount of activism on the parts of environmental groups and others. And they're really trying to activate landowners through property rights and eminent domain. We're not talking about eminent domain. We're talking about voluntary easements. We want to reach voluntary agreements with all landowners. And so, I would just say that a fair amount of that is very disingenuous. The same groups that are engaging them and trying to activate them around eminent domain issues and property rights issues have stated objectives of stopping domestic energy production and modern agriculture. And so it's a bit disingenuous to be waving that flag around eminent domain, and these guys are going to steal your property, when in fact we're not talking about eminent domain. We're trying to work with the landowners to reach voluntary easements, and the very groups that are trying to activate them against the project are the same groups that are trying to stop modern agriculture.
Obviously, the North Dakota Farm Bureau would not be in the category of wanting to stop modern agriculture or even be active against energy. It sounds like most of their objections had to do with getting clarity on the contract, but also some conversation somewhere about eminent domain. Where did that come from? I mean, was that someone speaking out of school? Was that out of context? Where was the quote-unquote threat related to eminent domain in this project, Wade?
Yeah, so as it relates to eminent domain on the project, again, as I said, we've been, we are pursuing voluntary easements and to go through voluntary negotiations with landowners.
All right. And he went on to say, by the way, that the law in North Dakota does allow eminent domain. But I think the intention here is the important thing. They want voluntary agreements with landowners, period. But they can't say we won't do eminent domain because the law allows eminent domain, and there may be pieces where they actually need it. So I think they're saying the same thing. I don't know who said eminent domain early on, but they're a knucklehead. They never should have. We'll continue to lean into this conversation. We're going to try to be the adults in the room here because, unfortunately, there's a lot of hollering and shouting. And he is right. There are people that want to stop domestic energy production. There are people that don't want modern agriculture. There are some real strange groups that are part of this, but he can't say that about the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
I hear conversations like that, like a carbon capture and all the efforts we're making here in America. And think about, India or China or Mongolia. Are those folks making all the efforts, too? Are they doing all they can do?
Kevin Kramer
with the green energy
says, well, this is about exporting our climate guilt to places. They're going to burp into the air way more than we do. You had a GCN problem.
It's not coming from us.
What the heck was that?
I know we were on hold.
So Kevin and Bismarck put us on hold, I guess, or not. Maybe there might have been a little technical glitch there. Kevin, call tomorrow. Sorry we didn't get you in there. And we are going to have folks from Project Tundra and also Summit Carbon Solutions back to answer those questions. We're not down there at all. Dinesh D'Souza tomorrow, and I'm going back to class, University of Mary, Pursuit of Happiness. How about a class like that? God bless you.
With Kinder Care in West Fargo, talking with Judy, whose mother is here. Find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Would you like a second opinion about COVID-19? Dr. Peter McCullough will be in Fargo this Friday, 7 p.m. at the Avalon Event Center. Tickets at ndcan.org. Dr. Peter McCullough, you've heard him on the Joe Rogan podcast with hundreds of millions of people. Now see him live at the Fargo Avalon Event Center, 7 p.m. on Friday. For tickets, go to ndcan.org. ndcan.org. And join Freedom Matters USA and the North Dakota Conservative Advocates for Dr. Peter McCullough.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.